Chapter 11. And when Yahshua heard the words of Moses, this is what was written in his testament, everything which he had said, he tore his garments and fell at Moses' feet. And Moses, though he wept with him, encouraged him. And Yahshua replied to him, saying,
Why are you consoling me, Master Moses? And how can I be consoled concerning that bitter message which you spoke, which has come out of your mouth, a message full of tears and lamentation, that you are departing from this people? What place will receive you? Or where will the marker of your tomb be? Or who, as a man, will dare to move your body from place to place? For accordingly, there are tombs in the earth for everyone who dies. But your tomb is from the rising to the setting of the sun, and from the south to the limits of the north. The entire universe is your tomb. Now, Master, you are going away, and who is going to sustain this people? Or who is going to have compassion on them? And who is going to be a leader for them on their way? Or who is going to pray for them, not omitting a single day, in order that I may lead them into the land of their forefathers? Therefore, how can I be a guardian of this people, as a father is to his only son, or as a mother is to her virgin daughter who is being prepared to be given to a husband, or as a mother who is disquieted, guarding her daughter's body from the sun, and seeing to it that the daughter's feet are not without shoes when she runs upon the ground? And how can I supply them with food, since they desire and drink as much as they please? For there were 600,000 of them. For they have, by your prayers, increased so much, Master Moses. And what wisdom and intelligence do I have, either to judge or give an opinion in the house of the Lord? Moreover, when the kings of the Amorites hear of your death and believe that the Holy Spirit is no longer with us, the Spirit which is worthy of the Lord, manifold and incomprehensible, master of leaders, faithful in all things, the divine prophet for the universe, the perfect teacher in this age, they will believe that they can now storm us. They will say, Let us go up against them. If the enemy has even once acted impiously against their Lord, they now have no advocate who will bear messages to the Lord on their behalf, as did Moses, the great messenger. He, every hour, both day and night, had his knees fixed to the earth, praying and looking steadfastly toward him who governs the whole earth with mercy and righteousness, reminding the Lord of the covenant of their fathers and the resolute oath. They will say the following, He is no longer with them. Therefore, let us go up and crush them from the face of the earth. Therefore, what will happen to these people, Master Moses?